Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Well, as we get ready to wind this week up, we've learned quite a few things. The Rittenhouse trial completely put all of the good stuff we got out of the Supreme Court on the back burner. That was curious for me. A little bit curious for me. And the reactions to young Rittenhouse on the stand are also curious to me. And let's not worry about LeBron James. He's just an idiot that plays basketball. Plays basketball well, I guess, but he's not even that. He's not even the GOAT when it comes to that. Let's look at the obscure. Like Isaac Bailey, a black teacher at Davidson College in North Carolina, makes a pretty good living telling white people why they should hate themselves. On Thursday, the day after Rittenhouse sobbed on the witness stand as he recalled ending two lives to save his own, Bailey announced to the world that those tears had elevated Kyle to the status of white supremacist hero. Never mind that Kyle has never said or done anything racist while the men he shot were violent white felons, criminals who were trying to kill him. Never mind that. The adults responsible for maintaining order in a civilized country bailed when it came to Kenosha. That's the problem. And in that wake, in that vacuum, rampaging mobs filled the streets, burning, looting, and assaulting. Kyle 17 looked at the absence of adults to save people's livelihoods and lives and ventured into the hellhole that BLM and Antifa had created in Kenosha with three goals. He was going to be part of a group, and their goals were to clean up damage from the riots, help protect people's businesses, and to provide first aid. So he had a first aid kit and a rifle with him. Videos and witness testimony at the trial proved beyond a shadow of the doubt that young Kyle tried to avoid all conflict. Joseph Rosenbaum, a convicted child rapist, tried to set buildings and the police on fire. Rosenbaum targeted and threatened to kill Kyle. Rosenbaum chased and cornered Kyle. Rosenbaum lunged for Kyle's gun. Kyle fired in self-defense, killing Rosenbaum. After that, a mob decided to scream about braining Kyle and chase the kid. He stumbled. Someone tried to kick his head in. Anthony Huber swung a large skateboard with full force at Kyle's head, and Kyle shot Huber, killing him. Gage Grosskreutz then came at Kyle with a loaded handgun, and when Gage backed off, Kyle made it clear he wouldn't shoot. But when Gage aimed the gun at Kyle's head, Kyle shot him, destroying his bicep. Kyle tried to turn himself into the police, but they refused to accept his surrender. Like Rosenbaum, the child rapist, both Grosskreutz and Huber were white and both had criminal records. Grosskreutz had a long history of violent assaults, domestic violence, burglary, property damage, illegal gun possession, while Huber had a history of drug charges and serious domestic abuse. These were violent men, and they were enjoying their riot. Now, Kyle's attorneys put him on the stand because they knew he was innocent and could not be tricked into saying anything that would reveal guilt. So when he recounted shooting Rosenbaum and Huber, he cried. And in steps Isaac Bailey, a professional race hustler. He comes in, and if you don't believe that characterization, just read his NPR interview at the end of the summer of the mostly peaceful riots honoring the drugged-out ex-con George Floyd. Now, Rittenhouse has no history of racism, and the men shot were all white. But Bailey wrote an article stating that, convicted or not, Kyle has won because he will become the honored symbol of white supremacy in America, either as an imprisoned martyr or a freed hero. Rosenbaum, Huber, and Grosskreutz are no longer immoral, violent men, each of whom undisputedly tried to kill Kyle. They are white allies. And Rosenbaum has killed them. Except for Grosskreutz. Bailey has it all figured out. He said if Rittenhouse is convicted, he'll likely stop being a right-wing mascot and become a right-wing martyr. If he isn't convicted, they will set a precedent for others like him to pick up guns they shouldn't have and thrust themselves into the middle of unrest they should avoid, confident in knowing that prison won't be in their future. Well, I've got a thought on this. But we'll get to that in a minute. But, I mean, in this, he's no longer a kid trying to help out. Instead, according to Bailey, to his supporters and not even, and even many of his detractors, Rittenhouse isn't a monster. Not really. He was a young, dumb kid hyped up on the Foxification or Fox News effect of American discourse on the Black Lives Matter movement in a country that fetishizes guns for show, for sport, and for killing. Not a white supremacist like, say, Dylan Roof. Not really. He wore no hoods and didn't wrap himself with the Confederate flag. Now, there's no evidence whatsoever to support a single slander in those two paragraphs, but that's irrelevant to Bailey. He's got his racist narrative, which helps pay his bills, and he's sticking with it. The tears for Bailey are performance art, intended to force the jurors and Americans to believe that. And those protesters made him shoot well. Yeah, as the videos and eyewitnesses in his own Grosskreutz's testimony show, they did by trying to kill him first. And self-defense is still a protected right. But here's the thing about the race hustlers when they're getting out there and they're talking about people going in and inserting themselves in these places. What do you think police do? And when the police don't show up, what do you want? What do you think the military does when we have to go and rescue some country? And I know there's lots of arguments made about the imperial stuff and all this other stuff. But at the end of the day, here's the thing. People call for help. They call for help. And the fact that these guys wanted to go in here and burn down Kenosha. At 17, this kid had the moral fortitude to take this on and try to go, you know, he's running down the street. He's got an AR-15, but he's yelling, medical, medical. He's showing so much poise that, I mean, I wonder who taught him this. I wonder if this is just part of this kid's character. And you got people like Isaac Bailey that are out there making out like, who is he to insert himself in this? Who is he to be going there? This is not where he belonged. This is not his. Who are you to make that decision? Who are you to make that call? It's clear that the race hustlers who were all about defendants' rights last year really weren't at all. What they're about is a new standard holding that their people get to shoot and burn and assault and rage, and nobody else does. And it's not equal justice in Bailey's America. It's a pass for his tribe, not for yours. And if Kyle is acquitted, as he should be given the undisputed evidence, there's endless numbers of media outlets and individuals whom he needs to sue, just as Nick Sandman sued. Isaac Bailey, with a sleazy, evidence-free race rant, just added himself to the list. It's one of those things, Isaac, where you get out there and, you know, I just wonder where you think you are. Do you think that your relative safety here in the United States is a thing that just happened? It doesn't just happen. It happens because men with guns are ready to come to you if you need them. And men with guns go other places to keep things from getting to you here. And if you don't see that, then I get it. But, you know, your idiotic race rant is very transparent. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. It's quite the ironic twist. The FDA and the CDC approval of COVID vaccines for children has some families breathing a sigh of relief. Some not so much so. Kids don't need it. If I had kids that age, they would not be getting it. In addition to the questionable protection given by the experimental gene therapy, they believe that their children will finally be able to show their faces again. Now, I get that part of it. But However damaging masks are for children, parents' hopes may be dashed because you're asking them to give up their power. Because the mask has been politicized and has become a visible sign of obedience to authority, despite the misery it causes. Some people have suffered such mental health problems from being forced into masks, they've developed an unnatural dependency on covering their face. And you see it out there right now today. You do. But no one has suffered more from masks than small children. Masks impede children's breathing. And this is true even though there were studies that show there's no actual respiratory distress involved in wearing a mask. These studies, which they're just studies, may or may not be factually accurate. But there is a perception in small children they cannot breathe with a mask. They constantly pull their mask down or even off. Citing a study that shows there is no actual respiratory problem caused by wearing a mask is like telling someone who can't afford to buy food or gas that all the data shows that the economy is getting better. If you don't have enough money for the necessities of life, it doesn't matter if someone somewhere has a study showing the economy is getting better. Likewise, if a child is complaining he or she can't breathe with a mask, it doesn't help in any way to have a study showing that that's all in the kid's head. That child's distress is real and cruel to insist on them to continue to wear a mask. Children learn social cues from observing body language of the people around them, including facial expressions. And masks take that all the way. They preclude any social development based on facial expression. A critical period is between the ages of 3 and 11 when children make great strides in reading emotions from facial expressions. There's some evidence that determining emotions from facial expressions correlates with social skill. How many children are being stunted in this area by being deprived of this little vital development in their, this little vital period in their development, rather? Now, I know that kids are pretty tough, pretty resilient. They have an amazing capacity to bounce back from all sorts of trauma, but they should never be deliberately traumatized. Children should never be deliberately deprived of normal social development. They should not be struggling to breathe. It's not right for small children to be deprived of classroom instruction because they can't make out what the teacher's saying from behind a mask. Think about the hearing impaired students, you know. So vaccine or no vaccine, it's time to get rid of masks and give the kids their lives back. But it's not clear that Biden's administration is going to let that happen, because this past Wednesday, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said that when it comes to kids, vaccination or not, they need to keep wearing those masks. Translation, we don't want to give up any of our control over you. I want you to consider the absurdity of what this whole COVID sham has been. Don't get me wrong, COVID is real. The disease is real. It has real effects. When they get done actually giving, you know, tallying up who actually died from COVID, not comorbidities, right, but from COVID itself, I suspect it's going to be somewhere under 25,000 people. So we're talking about a disease where 99% of the population is going to recover from it. We're talking about something that anybody under the age of 50 probably has little or no fear of. And yet, the ones who are the most invulnerable to it, not only do they want them to get the vaccine, which isn't actually a vaccine, because vaccine either stops you from getting the disease and it stops you from spreading the disease, right? Well, if that is not what it's doing, then it's not a vaccine. And they still call it the vaccine with a straight face, right to your, right in front of your very eyes. So who are you going to believe? Your lying eyes? Or is that what you're going to believe? But back to the key point, which is that we've been sold a bill of goods that is so rotted. So rotted. And some of America is so afraid. They won't go out. They won't go into stores. They won't go out into society. And I'm just sitting here going, why not? Come on and get out here and live. And some people have decided not to. They've decided to quit doing it. They just want to pull the covers up over their head and hide from the world. Because it's overwhelming to them to consider being out there and what you know, you can't touch this service, you can't be around these people. Nobody's respecting anybody's space. You know, I hear it all. It's the part of something that just, it infuriates me to consider that there are people in the United States today that are so on board with what they're told about something that is not as bad as they say it is. Well, you get what I'm saying. You understand what I'm saying. We have lost an edge that we used to have, that we used to exploit. And now it's gone. Now it's gone. Fear has completely overtaken us all. And that irritates me to no end, just to think about it. And in the meantime, they are going after our most vulnerable. And if that's okay with you, if that's the way you want your children treated, okay, I get it. It's your call. I'm not with you on that, though. Sorry to say. I'm not with you on that. So no matter how tough and resilient they are, they should still be allowed to be kids. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
COVID is surging among many blue states with high vaccination rates, sparking concern among health officials. New Hampshire, Minnesota, Vermont, Illinois, New Mexico, Rhode Island, and Colorado all have seen the biggest spike over the last 2 weeks. In an effort to combat the surge in Illinois, Chicago Public Schools canceled classes today with the goal that students use the day off to get vaccinated. Consumer sentiment is running at its lowest level in a decade. The University of Michigan's Index of Consumer Attitudes fell nearly 5 points in early November, and it is now down more than 13% compared to 1 year ago today. As far as why, Republican Congressman from North Carolina Nancy Mace believes,
we're seeing skyrocketing inflation. We're seeing more spending than we've ever seen in our nation's at least recent history.
USA Radio News. President Biden's social spending bill is getting a once-over from the Chamber of Commerce.
The Chamber of Commerce has had a chance to peruse some of President Biden's social spending bill. Neil Bradley, the Chamber's chief policy officer, offered this. We have the highest inflation in 31 years. Employers are struggling to fill a record number of job openings, and the current draft uses gimmicks to cover up the spending. It's being reported the middle class will be hit the hardest for paying the bill on Biden's bill. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A Travis Scott spokesperson is vowing the rapper had no clue people died at his Southeast Texas Music Festival.
Just like the police officers who were standing in front of the stage with Travis nearly 30 minutes after it was declared a public safety emergency, Travis had no idea what was going on.
Stephanie Rawlings-Blake telling CBS This Morning it took hours for the Houston rapper to find out about last Friday's deaths and injuries at Astroworld. USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. If you follow the prosecution's case against Kyle Rittenhouse, the only logical end is the assertion that self-defense is almost never an option and visiting the scene of a riot is only okay if you're there to burn things. And there's other facets to lead prosecutor Thomas Binger's arguments that Rittenhouse, 18 now, was in illegal possession of a gun, that he showed up in Kenosha, Wisconsin the night of violent rioting because he was pursuing danger, and that he could have easily done things differently. But the bulk of his questioning of Rittenhouse on Wednesday relied on the assumption that unless a person has physically touched you, and unless you were at the scene for reasons not in line with others present, there's no reason to protect yourself with force that may prove deadly. Rittenhouse is facing charges for the murders of Joseph Rosenbaum and Anthony Huber, as well as the intentional attempted homicide of Gage Grosskreutz. Nobody disputes that he shot him. Only Grosskreutz survived. It's also on video and backed up by eyewitness testimony that each of the three men was running after Rittenhouse and making attempts to take his gun, which is attempted murder, by the way. Grosskreutz, who was armed at the time, himself said he tried grabbing Rittenhouse's AR-15. Now, Binger played the videos, which the jury had seen multiple times already, and acknowledged in questioning that Rittenhouse was being chased that night in August 2020. But his emphasis has been that, one, Rosenbaum, the shooting of whom set off the whole episode, never physically touched Rittenhouse, and two, that Rittenhouse's presence by its very nature was needlessly provocative. They're trying to make out like Rittenhouse was the only armed guy there. Which, is the craziest thing I've ever heard. I've never heard that. He was there with a group of armed people. But here's an exchange between them. Binger. So you saw someone who was trying to put out a fire who got assaulted. Rittenhouse. Yes. Binger. But if you're going to help people, why would you expect anyone would try and hurt you? Rittenhouse. I don't know. Somebody did try to hurt me, and I was helping people. I guess the prosecutor's never been prepared for an unexpected disaster before. I don't even know if he buckles his safety belt. Now then, Rittenhouse testified that he was in Kenosha that night at the request of a car lot owner who had been looking for men to protect his business, who had previously suffered damage from nights of rioting. And he said he brought his AR-15 and a medic kit for the purpose of patrolling the area and offering care to anyone injured. He said that beforehand he'd seen destruction done to the city where his father lives and where Rittenhouse had been working as a lifeguard. That's why he brought the gun, in the event that he needed it for his own protection. There had been reports, after all, of physical assaults against police and a business owner in addition to the property damage. Binger, though, adopted a tone to suggest he was utterly confounded as to why anyone would show up in Kenosha to offer aid while armed with a gun. So, Binger said, I asked you why you brought the gun. You said you needed it for protection. I said, protection against what? You said that you didn't think you needed protection. I'm confused. Can you help me understand why you're telling us you needed a gun for protection, but you didn't think you needed protection? Rittenhouse, who's apparently light years ahead of Binger in the IQ department, said, I brought the gun for my protection, but what I was saying is I didn't think I would have to use the gun and end up defending myself. You would think Binger's also confused by people who purchase home insurance. Why did they need that unless they plan on setting their own house on fire? Prosecutor was equally stupid in making the case that Rittenhouse was at fault for being in a place he had the right to be, but shouldn't have been. At one point, Binger asked, you know that you're running into a crowd that's not friendly to you, right? And also, were you surprised a crowd would react that way when they just saw you shoot someone? Now, the implication there is that Rittenhouse, having shot someone who was chasing him, should have known that all of this was coming because he made a choice to show up at a riot. And he did make that choice, but so did everybody else who showed up to loot and vandalize and torch private and public property. Rittenhouse's reason for showing up to limit the damage was unpopular that day. This doesn't make him a criminal. This makes him a dissident. When you reach the logical conclusion of the prosecution's case, that Rittenhouse's crime, that's what he did. That's all he did. He was in a dangerous place where the rioters, otherwise known by Binger as the good guys, didn't want him. And this made Rittenhouse an instigator. That, of course, is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. I have never, ever, ever heard that before in my life. In addition to me being... How can I put this delicately? In addition to being utterly stupid, it's additionally crazy as well. So when I guess, would be the question I'm asking is when would this actually be a thing where you're not welcome if you're not there to cause damage? Where you're not welcome if you're not there to riot? And who on earth enforces that? And this is, and all of this, all of these things. Listen to that creak. Do you hear that? That's my mic arm. All of this stuff, this is simply one thing and one thing only. This is the failure of government to do what they do. The Kenosha police should have been putting an end to this immediately. I would love to know who didn't allow them to do this. I would love to know that. I know that may seem slightly, I don't know, quaint when you think about it. But it isn't. It's not quaint. If you live in the United States, you're supposed to have a reasonable expectation that the institutions that we have put confidence and money into are going to protect you if that's part of what they do, like the police. They were not doing any of that. And I'm surprised, I'll be honest with you, I'm surprised there haven't been more Kyle Rittenhouses out there. I'm surprised that hasn't happened. I'm surprised the fear has not ginned up so far that there's just all kinds of wholesale stuff happening now. So we're going to see where this trial goes. But this prosecutor, he's a very interesting guy. He's willing to break the rules and do all the stuff. And, I mean, obviously anti-gun. Okay. We deal with people like you every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, It was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Now, the corporate media is beginning to shift narratives about the Kyle Rittenhouse case because his self-defense claim is bulletproof. He, you know, this is pretty solid. They want to erase the long-understood obligation for all able-bodied citizens to come to the defense of their community when the normal authorities are unwilling or unable to do so. So the constitutionally sound principle that allows and expects this is the left's most abused part of the Second Amendment, the well-regulated militia. And this is the false premise being pushed by many historically ignorant moral scolds. Do we want a society in which political conflict is settled on the streets between people with guns? One in which everyone is armed and can therefore view the other people armed as a plausible threat, says at Chris Hayes. Or excuse me, at Chris L. Hayes. Is this the society we want? It's tempting to answer with the online meme, "Your terms are acceptable." Except that their claim deserves a solid beatdown for its shameless inaccuracy. The well-regulated militia is a real thing codified by the Second Amendment, but in no way controlled by the government. And there's plenty of case law about this, but essentially it consists of able-bodied citizens who are available to help with the defense of the country. And this can include actions against foreign enemies presenting a threat inside our borders, but it also includes cases of internal unrest or natural disaster. The executive vice president at Security Studies Group, Dr. Brad Patty, wrote about the history and utility of the militia last year. And this part is particularly relevant to the many unsubstantiated claims about citizens taking action. Because much more likely is when citizens come under attack by terrorists, insurrectionists, rioters, arsonists, or looters. And in this case, citizens are very likely to be the only force capable of responding in defense of the common peace and a lawful order for at least a short time. In the recent crisis, we've seen several occasions when the police vanished from afflicted areas of cities for a whole night or longer, and citizens who are left to themselves by a failure of the state and local power have every right to defend the common peace and lawful order against those who would destroy it. So ordinary citizens who decide to call themselves or each other up as militia enjoy no immunity for their actions. They are formally held to the law. But for those who suggest police should be stripped of qualified immunity, the citizen called militia thus offers an option with a higher degree of legal accountability. Because they can be held strictly to ordinary law, even though they're likely to be acting in extraordinary circumstances. And this is exactly what happened in Kenosha. The authorities there ordered the police to abdicate their responsibility to protect you know, and serve the law-abiding citizens. They abandoned the community to a violent mob. When local folks, including Kyle, who worked there and lived there, rose up to defend their lives and livelihood, they were acting entirely in accordance with the constitutional concept of the militia. The left keeps howling that you cannot use deadly force to protect property. That's correct. But you can possess deadly force to protect yourself while in the act of protecting property or acting in humanitarian ways. And then, as happened with Rittenhouse, you may use it when attacked by members of that lawless mob. Now, the claim right now being made is that, Rittenhouse inserted himself into a dangerous situation, and he's therefore responsible for when the mob attacked. And that's wrong. His actions, except maybe for the underage carry, were lawful. The mob's actions at every step were unlawful, violent, and at the end fatal by their own doing. Prosecution in the Rittenhouse case has even attacked his right to defend himself in the face of obvious deadly threats. They asked why a man who threatened to kill you and then tried to take your weapon away was a danger, why being hit over the head with a skateboard warranted a response, and what possible harm could present from a guy with a pistol pointed at your head 6 feet away. You have to be quite stupid to ask those kinds of questions. As Patty pointed out, those who act as the militia also bear legal responsibility for their actions. Excuse me. If authorities bring charges, they're guaranteed a trial decided by a jury of their peers. Rittenhouse is getting that right now. The obscene part is that the charges of capital murder brought against him were entirely politically motivated to appease the very mob that he and the others were defending against. But his fate now rests in the hands of a group of citizens who were also at risk from that same mob during the riots, just like Kyle. The goal of the media provocateurs is to delegitimize this most basic right to protect our communities and ourselves in the absence of official security forces. And they're perfectly fine with the mobs looting and destroying stuff, but they even invented the shameful euphemism of restorative justice to describe it. And those terms are simply not acceptable. In addition, media coverage has been completely detached from the reality that happened in Kenosha and the testimony inside the courtroom now. They've seized on the false idea from Assistant District Attorney Thomas Binger that Kyle went to Kenosha with the purpose of killing protesters. Based on his statement, this was hunting humans, not deer. And Rittenhouse was walking around offering medical help. That's a very strange way of hunting humans. But the hyperbole from the headlines continues to misrepresent almost every aspect of the case. And this will directly lead to violence when Kyle is found not guilty. And the media knows this. They've thrown gas on these claims before. They're inciting violence themselves, and they should be held accountable. There is no official obligation to act as a member of the militia, but there is a moral one. And those unwilling to stand against lawlessness, or at least support those who do, may still have the title of citizens, but they're really baby possums riding on the backs of their betters. Kyle Rittenhouse should have been given the keys to Kenosha. And what we have here is a sign of our moral and cultural decay that we had to witness the farce perpetrated by the feckless, faux, hawk-wearing Binger. And his disgraceful actions have brought shame to the profession. Rittenhouse should be vindicated since the partisan nature of the charges paired with the incompetence of Binger and crew have led them to make the defense's case for them. It was self-defense in the face of a mob left uncontrolled by city forces. And we also have to be vigilant to push back against this attack of the very right to preserve our lives and livelihoods. It is preferable for that to be done by the forces that take our taxes with the promises to do so. The founders understood something, though. The founders are almost magical to me in their foresight. Somehow, with very little sophistication compared to today, they had the ability to forecast what might be occurring later on down the road. They saw that government would not always be the answer to the questions. They saw that government actually might become the cause of the strife. Or at the very least, that they might be guilty of omission by not taking on the strife. And they provided us the right to handle this ourselves in extremis. We owe them a debt of thanks for that. Instead of all the other nonsense that's going on right now, we owe them a debt of thanks. But self-defense and everything else, that will, when all of, of this is done, it will still be in force. They have failed this time. We'll see what happens next time. Our number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.